Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I love when you blink the lights. It snaps me to attention. Wait, you didn't blink the lights?
I didn't. Okay. That's the ghost.
All right.
We've had this conversation before.
All right.
This place is haunted.
Mm-hmm.
It could be the spirits of the indigenous persons whose land that we took over. We're not sure.
Mm. But it's a good kind of haunted.
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not a bad haunting.
No.
But every once in a while, they're like, hey, pay attention.
Or we didn't pay the light bill. One or the other.
One of the two. Both are possible.
Here we go. Welcome to a Wednesday. Is this the slowest moving week of our lives?
Yes,
or is it just me?
No. It is very slow moving.
All right.
I feel like it should be at least Thursday.
At least. And we have a busy weekend.
Yes.
I will be emceeing the Alzheimer 5K at Maria Joseph Manor on Saturday morning. That's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. I will be attending a cross-country meet in Columbia County.
Representing 94KX. That's very good.
And Southern Columbia Area High School. And middle school.
Oh.
That'll be nice.
See, you have time to do things. I don't have time to do anything. Everything I do, look at my shirt today.
Choices, Tom.
Everything I do.
Choices.
Everything I do represents
choices, Tom. Choices. Eh? Choices. Okay. That's all I have to say. Mistakes were made, and these are the consequences. You're Tom Morgan.
No, I just can't say no. People call me up, hey, what are you doing on Saturday? Hopefully, maybe some lawn
work.
I've
mastered that. It's amazing. As a woman in her mid-30s, I'm excellent at saying no thank you.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm excellent at disappearing at large functions.
Yes, you are.
Where's Tom? In the corner.
When there's no reason to disappear, you're allowed to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And you should say goodbye to the people who you were chatting with mere seconds
ago. If this has something to do with last Saturday, we're not going to talk about it because I spent quality time with you and your mom and your friend, and then I just evaporated out of the entertainment.
It's ridiculous. No, that's rude.
No, it's not.
When the event is already winding down and it's time to leave and everyone is leaving and then the evaporation occurs,
how
that's
did I
rude.
Know that? How did I know that?
You knew that.
You could have stayed till 2 a.m. for God's
There's
sakes.
No way. That's rude. I'm calling you out
I
on
love
it.
When we argue that on live radio.
That this moment was rude.
All right, fine.
There are events, like if you're leaving in the middle, and that's cool, like because you have something to do, and then you don't want to stay for the entire thing, you just quietly leave because you don't want to make a big deal, no big scene.
That's what I do.
You taught me that. That's great.
That's what I do.
Yep. But when the event's done.
See, right now you're talking, and look, I'm leaving.
I'm going to throw this at you. I'm going to throw my cord at you.
Wait. Tom just evaporated. Tom just evaporated.
No, you're not, because I hunted you down on Saturday.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with some late night TV.
I just heard that Kanye West just purchased a $14 million ranch in Wyoming where he'll raise horses and cattle. Yeah, horses and cattle. So Kanye, get ready to scoopity poop.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with a chain smokers, which is still better than vaping. News coming up next, sports and AccuWeather.
I was suspicious
on this vaping thing for a long time.
Hey, don't do it.
And that because it was an alternative to smoking. Now people are dying from vaping.
And so many kids, and when I say kids, I mean like young persons.
Mm-hmm.
So from the ages of like 10 all the way to 18 are vaping.
Yes.
And it's murdering their lungs. It's not a good idea.
On a local level, the student from Bloomsburg University, obviously suffering from asthma, this was a double complication.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I know.
So why is anybody still doing this crap?
The CDC actually came out with a study, I think as recently as last week.
Yes, exactly.
And
right.
said, stop.
Number one,
enough.
What took them so long? Why were we allowed to do this for years and open vape shops in every town?
I think,
and then decide, oh, wait, this might be bad for you.
I think the state of Michigan also is now the first state to ban it completely.
Yes, also true. Mm-hmm.
History will teach us nothing. Back in the 40s and 50s, we smoked cigarettes.
Because it was healthy.
And then in the 60s, it became real cool. Everybody on TV, talk show hosts, rock and roll stars, all smoking cigarettes. And then the cigarette companies were forced to put a warning label that said, these may be bad for your health. And then a few years later, hey, guess what? They are bad for your health.
Yeah.
So now we invent this.
There are entire episodes of Mad Men dedicated to that crisis in the smoking industry.
An alternative to smoking. It's called vaping. It won't harm you. Now we've determined it's deadly.
And we're actually going to have a story later on this week. I spoke to a Geisinger doctor yesterday who's been watching this very closely.
Yes. So kids, no.
Don't do it.
Yeah, no. Just don't do it.
It's not just water in a little cartridge that makes cool, like, steam.
That water is chemicals.
It's a lot of chemicals. It's more chemicals, actually, than are in a traditional cigarette.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So dare I say it, if you have to choose the lesser of two evils, choose the regular cigarette. But how about we choose nothing at all?
How about we just choose something else to be cool?
Yeah. How about we just say no?
Why don't you stick a carrot in your mouth or something?
I'm going to go on record.
I don't know.
Or a rod pretzel. Pretzel rod.
There you go.
Pretzel rod. Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
I never smoked a cigarette in my life. I just never thought it was a good idea to light something on fire and put it next to your face.
There is that. But our very own Sammy here, she has that little instrument in her mouth sometimes.
Yes, she does.
And I kind of go, I don't know if I like this. But I'm not her dad.
No. No, no, no.
But as a friend, should I suggest it?
I think you probably should.
Yeah?
I think I might too.
Or maybe you should.
Oh, I know. That's fine.
And then we'll send Matt out. All three of us, one at a time.
Just say, why don't you cut it back?
Yeah.
Sammy, put that thing down. We love you. We don't want anything to happen.
It's not good for you.
There it is.
I don't know what the chemicals are in them.
Today's lesson for the day from Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:48, working our way to the top of the hour. And the 7 o'clock hour is always big now, thanks to the brand new Tom and Laura in the morning mind bender.
Oh, yes.
To do your man cave makeover from Aaron's.
Or she shed.
She shed? Does anybody really have a she shed?
I don't know.
I love that TV commercial.
If somebody does, I'd really like to hear from them.
Oh, yeah.
I have visions of my very own she shed in my backyard.
Well, you got a big enough backyard, so you might as well drop a shed right there.
Mm-hmm. It'd be nice.
Central PA, do you have a she shed? Come on, let us know.
I bet lots of people.
Because then
lots of people in Central PA have man caves.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
But why would the woman have to go out in the yard and get in the shed? It's almost unfair. If there's a man cave, shouldn't the woman have a room on the first or second floor and call it the...
Excellent point.
She suite?
Oh, the she suite. I think you just coined a new phrase.
There you go. We're going to try to bend your mind coming up later on this morning and give you a chance to get whatever it is you entertain in remade. Does that sound right?
It does sound right.
All right. One more pair of tickets to Spyglass coming up as well.
Mm-hmm. So listen for those clinks.
Mm-hmm. We have so many other things going on, too. This show's way too busy. We can't just goof off like we'd like to do.
I kind of want to share that video that Chris Helio shared with us in honor of Get the Let Out.
Get the Let Out on the way to Spyglass this weekend. And our very own Chris Helio found a singing rubber chicken that does Led Zeppelin.
It's awesome.
I think the chicken should open for Get the Let Out.
I think so, too.
Anyway, Google immigrant song rubber chicken.
Yes, that's all you have to do. Immigrant song rubber chicken and enjoy.
Laugh along with us, yeah. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, 7 o'clock news on the way, and a check on sports and AccuWeather as well. Laura, you probably slept really well last night because it involved your dog.
Yes, I did.
However, Matt and I, we probably didn't sleep well because there's no dog in the room.
That's a shame.
Correct?
I sleep fine.
A new study found people who had their dogs sleep in the bedroom sleep more peacefully and in comfort and security.
So Murphy sleeps in his crate because he is a puppy and can get up to a bit of nonsense if left to his own devices.
Oh, okay.
This is true.
MacGyver, however, in the bed.
That's unbelievable.
He curls up very tiny. He's funny.
Dog's about 6 foot and 250 pounds.
I don't know how the three, you, Keith, and MacGyver.
He curls up at my feet. It's really unbelievable.
What if you want to stretch out?
I do stretch out.
You know, then where does the dog go? Bed?
He's like in between my feet. I am stretched out.
Ah, okay.
I'm not that big of a person.
No, I'm MacGyver's just feeling like bigger. If you want to change position, like, you're going to have to move the dog.
You're really overthinking this.
Okay,
well,
maybe
you don't
I
have
am.
To do anything.
Maybe he is,
to
but think about it. Your husband's a large man.
Yes,
your dog's a large dog. Who gets bumped out of the bed?
Nope.
Little woman over here. Poof.
Yeah, actually, sometimes.
See, there we go.
No, here's the thing. We have it down to a science where we each have our respective side of the bed, and the Mackie Doodles is at the base.
First of all, how do you call a dog that large Mackie Doodles?
That's
without
Braxton.
Getting your face ripped
that's
off.
That's what Braxton calls
oh,
him.
Oh, okay. That's what
so he's the Mackie Doodles.
Ah, okay.
He has several names, but MacGyver is his actual name. But
gotcha.
MacGyver, Mackie, Mackie Doodles, Mackie Doo.
I call him Killer.
He's a big baby.
It didn't fit Jerry Lee Lewis. Okay, maybe it did. But then there's MacGyver.
Yeah. All right?
People have a sense of security when sleeping with their pets. And they feel they're maximizing their time when they are home by including the dog into the bedroom, whether it's in a crate like Murph or in the bed like MacGyver.
Mm-hmm.
I got rules, man. No dogs in the bed. I don't care how much I love you.
There you go.
Not necessarily a crate. The dogs I've had in the past slept on the floor.
Dog bed.
At the foot of the bed.
A man needs my space dogs, on the bed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What did you just say?
A man needs a space in the bed. And if you're sleeping with your wife, then you each need your own space and that's it. Nobody else.
Oh. Okay, so no snuggling at the Catrillos.
At least with a dog. News is next. Get ready to get your mind bent. Is that the proper way of saying that?
I guess.
Or mind blown?
I'm not sure.
Mind blown.
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:16. You know what time it is.
Now it's time for the Morning Mind Bender and your chance to qualify for the Man Cave Makeover with Aaron's and 94KX.
Can we add in evil laughter as I try to stump Central Pennsylvania?
It doesn't have to be evil, does it? Okay, yes, it does. Laura knows everything.
No,
and
I
this
don't.
Is our Morning Mind Bender, which qualifies you for the Man Cave Makeover, like the guy just said.
That's
so
exactly
what do you got for
correct.
Us?
Okay, so today, we're going to talk about if we're too old to do something. in seven of us say that we are too old to do this. What is it?
Wow. One in seven.
One out of seven Americans say that they're too old to do this. What is it?
I'm too old to do a lot of things. So
All right, what do you think?
You are bending my mind completely. First correct answer qualifies?
That's right. Call right now on the Ford Fun Line, 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
We've been answering calls for the better part of the last 10 minutes. We got to get a winner here sooner or later. 94KX, who's on the Ford Fun Line?
My name's Mindy.
Hi, Mindy.
Hi, Mindy. This is something that Laura and I will be doing this Saturday.
So it's not trick-or-treating, it's not exercising, it's not riding a bike, it's not driving, it's not, what else did people say?
Oh, just stuff
learning
like that.
A musical instrument. No. Tom and I will be doing this together this Saturday, and we are not too
okay.
old.
We don't feel too
is
old,
going
do
to
we?
A concert.
There
yay!
You go.
Good
going
job,
going to
Mindy.
A concert. Very good, Mindy. You are qualified to have the Man Cave Makeover from Aaron's with the morning show Mindbender.
Cool.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
Just five more minutes, please.
94.1 WQKX.
That wasn't too hard.
No.
Okay, maybe it was.
I didn't think it was that hard, but that was a toughie.
That's
sorry.
What the mind bender is all about.
Congrats
I guess.
To Mindy.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. We are not the beautiful people. What a great song. 7:30 time for birthday buddies, but first we like to do the musical birthday buddies. Charles Kelly is 38 today. Maybe you don't know that name. He is the male singer from Lady Antebellum.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
There you go. So people might, hey, here's one you know, Luda. My boy Ludacris is 42 today. 42.
I'll refrain from rapping on air.
Yes. Okay, please do.
And
Luda
in the background, like randomly for the rest of the day.
Is he in your birthday suit? Never mind. Here's one a little more contemporary. Harry Connick Jr. is 52 today.
Hey.
Matt, would you like to croon for us?
Start snapping, people.
We're gonna just do
it's
that.
Time
yeah.
for a little smooth jazz.
The singer Moby is 54 today.
What happened to him?
I don't care, actually, but I don't know. Here's a name for you. John Moss
All right.
is 62 today.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, he's one of the other dudes in Culture Club. We knew Boy George. We didn't know the other dudes, and we were okay with it.
I love Boy George. I
so,
do.
Everybody does.
I know. Wow.
All right, then here's another one that you will recognize. Tommy Shaw is 66 today, the guitarist from Styx. Tommy Shaw.
Oh, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. He ain't no Moby.
No, he is not. I still want to know what happened to Moby. He was like around and in everything in like the late 90s, early 2000s, and then literally fell off the face of the planet.
And I thought he was just a whale. I don't know. Anyway, let's take
the
local.
They call me Ishmael.
There you go. Let's take the local version of rock stars. We do them every day at this time, and we have guests in the studio.
We
Here
do.
It goes.
And it's all very exciting.
It's time for Tom and Laura's
Yes!
That's a long drive
that
and it's out of here.
Epic.
The Little Sportsman Shop, he just made my heart happy.
There you go. Happy birthday to Amy Ort from Muncie. She's 47 years old today.
A very happy birthday to Paula Chapel from Liverpool, 48 today.
George Reeves from Sunbury is 29. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Bill Zerbe. He's 64 today.
Robert Mock from Beavertown turns 41 today.
Justin Cortez from Sealands Grove is 25. Happy birthday.
Chelsea Smith from Sealands Grove is 27 today. Happy birthday.
Wayne Kaczynski is 49 today.
Krista Bavand is 45. Happy birthday.
And a happy birthday to Gavin Troutman from Herndon. He's 22.
A very happy birthday to Michelle Sanders. This was messaged in today. She's 41, working at the Sealands Grove Post Office. Happy birthday,
happy
Michelle.
Birthday. Yeah. Margie Deppen from Shreveton is 64. Happy birthday.
Margie Deppen from the Susquehanna Valley Mall. There you have it.
Mm-hmm. It's also my cousin Nick Washaleski's birthday.
Nick, if you put up with Laura, have a happy birthday tonight, buddy.
A very, very happy birthday to my cousin Nick. He's working as an actor. He lives in Camp Hill and is pretty awesome.
There you go.
Nice.
Nothing on the text club, but everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you'd like to hear, you can always text us at 49330, call us on the Ford Fun Line, or message us on the 94KX Facebook page. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
birthday
buddies! That's amazing. On 94KX.
An epic job with birthday buddies. Now it's time to talk to Caleb and Will about the reason why they're really here.
Oh, they weren't just here to knock birthday buddies out of the park?
No, but they did.
I mean, you got to be remembered for something.
Everybody's got 5 minutes of fame, right?
That was ours right there.
There it was.
Guys, your fame is 10 years in business in Central PA at the Little Sportsman Shop. 10 years. You got to be slapping high fives on that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're super proud of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. That's cool. I mean, because what's the old adage? If you could survive 5 years in your own business, you're going to make it.
That's
10
right.
years, congratulations.
Thank you.
And you got a party coming up this weekend, right?
That's right. This Saturday, Caleb, is your official 10-year anniversary, and you have a huge event planned. I just want to take a second, though, to recognize how cool it is to have local experts here in Central Pennsylvania celebrating 10 years of a successful small business. That's
yes.
a big deal.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. We're super excited about it. And we're real excited about this weekend, especially. Like, we got a lot going on Saturday.
First of all, where are you located, for those who don't know?
Yep, so we're at 1153 Susquehanna Trail, right next to Mertz Meats, if everybody's familiar with the...
Nubby!
What's up, Nubby?
Nubby's my buddy!
Give a shout-out to Nubby down there.
Shout-out to Nubby.
Okay. So what will be going on?
So, we have... again, we're celebrating our 10-year anniversary. We're calling it our gunniversary. We're going to have all kinds of sales going on, everything from ammo sales to firearm sales to optic sales. Everything's basically on sale. The entire store, because it's 10 years, we're going to be doing 10% off the entire store, as well as there's going to be a lot of stuff marked even deeper discounts on top of that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even Caleb's on sale for the right price.
Oh, really?
Really? I always wanted a Caleb when I was a kid.
Starts at $100.
There you go.
The price goes way up from there.
It absolutely does.
And tell us how the Wounded Warriors are involved, too.
So this weekend, for that day, basically every single transaction, doesn't matter if it's a 25-cent transaction or if it's a $500 transaction, we don't care. Every single transaction, we're going to give $5 to the Pennsylvania Wounded Warriors Project. So, and we're keeping that local to the Pennsylvania Wounded Warriors as well, because we really like that organization.
Very, very cool.
Perfect.
Very cool.
Perfect.
Now, there will be some World War II reenactors there, like you said, lots of stuff going on, amazing deals. But, well, I have to point out, so you could go anywhere and shop as an outdoor or hunting enthusiast, right?
Sure.
You could head to a big box store. We don't need to name them. We all know where they are, you know, whatever. But you guys are passionate about what you do, and that's a perfect reason to shop small.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. You know, we've made it not only our interest, but, you know, our profession. It's our expertise. You know, we like shooting. We like, firearms-related products. We've really focused on that, not just professionally, but also in our personal lives. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not to toot our own horns, but, you know, we do like to learn as much as we can and pass that on to the customers, you know.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. And even if you check out their social media, make sure that you like and follow the Little Sportsman Shop on Facebook. Not only will you find details about the event, but you guys have educational classes.
Correct.
That you put on. So if you're an outdoor enthusiast, a hunting enthusiast, you want to come and learn about firearms, Little Sportsman Shop is the perfect place to do so.
That's right. Absolutely. We actually have a basic handgun class coming up on the 28th. Mm-hmm. That's what, two Saturdays from now?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And so, you know, if you are a beginner shooter or you are a veteran shooter, but you kind of just want a refresher, it's a great...
Perfect.
Yep, yep, exactly. So we have that coming up. We also have on October 3rd, we have a sort of a special one-time little thing that's being put on by Representative Culver and the Pennsylvania Game Commission there. They're going to do a little sort of information session on the CWD mm-hmm. Thing that has been affecting deer populations.
Yes.
And, you know,
yeah,
this
chronic wasting
country.
Disease.
Exactly,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, they know that a lot of people have questions on this kind of stuff. Caleb and I only know so much. So, you know, people come into the store and ask us questions. We can only answer so much. So mm-hmm. They're actually going to come in to answer everything in an official capacity.
That's
perfect.
Great.
That's
10
awesome.
Great years of the Little Sportsman Shop right there in Northumberland.
Congratulations, guys. Best luck this weekend. I hope you have a huge turnout.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. The 8 o'clock news block on the way next. Let me see. 8 o'clock on a Wednesday morning. That must mean it's Wednesday at the wash time.
That's right. So now's your chance to text WASH, that keyword, to 49330. Be in the running for a $20 gift card from our friends at Ultimate Express Car Wash, plus $2 off.
Mm-hmm. A $2 off coupon, Ultimate Express, in Selinsgrove, Grove, Williamsport, and Danville. 94KX on the way to work with Tom and Laura in the morning. And this weekend, a chance to partay as we clink our glasses this morning.
To partay and partake in some spyglass wine.
Thank goodness we stopped talking like that. Yeah.
Oh, yes, quite.
The Backyard Spyglass Concert Series wraps up this Saturday with Get the Lead Out.
I'm so sad.
That it's over.
I mean, now here's the thing. Spyglass has events all year long. Let's not forget about their smaller events that they have, but the Backyard Concerts.
Can't beat them.
You cannot. And we only have a couple more VIP tickets left.
Mm-hmm. 94KX on the way to work with Tom and Laura in the morning and late night TV.
An upcoming TV show starring the Muppets has been scrapped. They tried to negotiate a deal. Honestly, all kidding aside, the Muppets decided to walk away from the team. Clean joke. Fun joke. Clean. Didn't hurt anybody.
In an effort to improve its reputation, Spirit Airlines yesterday unveiled new seats that will be available to customers in November. And I think it will help because the new seats are on United Airlines.
Hey, this is Big Apple unveiled its new iPhones today, and everyone's excited because the new version has three cameras on the back.
Oh.
Yep. Apple says it takes such clear selfies, you'll find chins you never knew you had.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. We are here to entertain you every morning, make you laugh. We say stupid things. We do all kinds of fun stuff. News Guy Matt turns into News Guy Matt or Mick Swivel Hips, whatever.
Or sometimes he's an angry guy from Long Island or New Jersey. Depends on the day.
I'm usually goofy Tom Morgan. Sometimes I'm cranky old man.
Sometimes I use silly big words that people don't understand.
Yes. That's what we do.
That is exactly what we do.
Exactly what we do.
So if you think maybe we are ignoring today's date, we are not. We are just approaching it in a different way. As far as 9/11, I don't ever want to watch that video ever again, but I'm sure TV stations will be showing it again.
And that's fine.
Some radio stations choose to air the very scary audio of people running the streets of New York City 18 years ago. We chose not to do that today.
No.
Instead, we decided to just slightly reflect on it. And I found an interesting tidbit that today in New York City, 13 children of firefighters and police officers that were lost 18 years ago. 13 children will graduate to become firemen today.
Awesome. That's cool.
Awesome.
That.
Awesome.
Nice tribute to their Parish folks. Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's the way it should be done. And we posted something. You posted something that
we
just
did.
Tells us to remember.
Yeah, I put on the Tom and Laura Instagram, and I'm going to share something similar just on the Facebook story for 94KX. Just mm-hmm. that today, however you want to remember, just take a moment to pause.
Yes.
Reflect and remember not only the first responders, firefighters, and emergency workers, but then also the civilians who lost their lives in something that, in my, from my perspective, forever changed the world.
You are right. And it
Definitely.
Started happening 18 years ago at about this minute.
8:46 a.m. is the time that the North Tower was struck.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was confused. They
yes.
thought that a pilot had lost his way. They didn't know what was going on.
The confusion of that day was just, and the panic mm-hmm. was just scary.
Mm-hmm.
But it was 18 years ago. And another thing we need to reflect on is there's a whole new generation of Americans that were born post
9/11. Intern Nick walked in this morning, and the first question that I asked him, I said, Nick, are you 17 or are you 18?
Yeah, so I'm 17, which is very strange. So for most people, it's like part of their lives, like in their lifetime. But for me, it's almost in my history because I get to learn about it, which
yeah,
is very strange.
And I said to you this morning, Nick, I said, oh, you're 17. That means you weren't born. So he never knew. You never knew. A pre-9/11 world, and that's what makes me so sad.
Yeah, exactly. It's very strange to think about.
If I just remember, because I was close to your age. I was 19 years old when 9/11 occurred in 2001. I was a sophomore at Bucknell University, and I sat with my roommate and with other people that I lived with in Carey House on Bucknell's campus, and I was watching the Today Show.
Now, there's news guy Matt. He was mm-hmm. just a little kid.
Yes, I was in third grade at Notre Dame Elementary School
Which
when
scary.
Our principal, Sister Mary Alice, came on and said, you know, there were some attacks in New York City and mm-hmm. Pennsylvania and Washington. So we said a couple of Hail Marys or something like that.
Sure.
And then,
yeah.
But we really didn't know exactly like the full effect. Like I didn't really know the full effect of it until I was watching the news with my parents, and then I was like, oh, okay, yeah, this is a big deal.
And then we say the three generations of Tom and Laura. I was working in Philadelphia. I was in my 40s, married with three little kids. And I said, I'm getting out of here. And I left Philly. We were supposed to be in lockdown, but I left anyway. I was like, I don't want to be here. I want to go home to Northumberland.
Yeah.
So there you go, the three generations of Tom and Laura. And intern Nick, who for him, it's a part of history. But through the four of us, just remember today, right?
I say take a moment to reflect when the clock strikes 8:46 and then throughout the rest of the day, a quick Google search, you can find all the times. I say just pause and reflect whatever that means to you, whether you say a prayer or you just take a moment to remember where you were. Just be mindful and remember today because the world truly did change.
It did. News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Bison fans, your home opener is this Saturday and we've got your tickets. Yes. Bucknell's coming in tomorrow.
Yes, they are. So we need to dress in our finest orange and blue.
I'm going to go to the back of my closet and dig up my quarter zip, maybe a ball cap. I have a couple of Bucknell hats. All right, that'd be cool. So yeah, let's dress up and bring the Bucknell guys in and let's get pumped for another Bucknell football season.
Plus, they have the awesome tailgate that's family-friendly, tons of stuff going on in the kids' zone. If you get to one Bucknell game this season, get to the home opener.
Fireworks after the party.
Yeah, definitely. Don't want to miss that.
Good stuff.
Keep listening. Your chance to win tickets is coming up.
On 94KX.
Don't make me talk.
Oh, is that because, oh, look, I did to you what you do to me.
I'm chewing a stale bagel.
It's not stale. You just let it sit too long.
Exactly.
Do you know what? Oh, my God, guys.
That's why
I can't believe we missed this. Today was so busy.
Yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts has filled bagel bites.
Okay, filled
Little
with what?
Cream cheese.
Okay.
Like, I literally just discovered this yesterday.
Is this a free endorsement or what?
No, I don't know because I haven't tried them, but I want to try them.
Try it Tuesday.
I know.
Yes.
Now we have guests coming in this coming Try Tuesday, but it's literally everything or regular bagel bites. The little round, like the donut holes.
Okay. Yeah.
But then
okay.
There's cream cheese on the inside and they're toasted.
Okay, let's munch on it Monday.
Yes.
Ooh. It's kind of like a try Tuesday, but it's different.
Okay.
Yeah.
My mind
like
was blown.
That
it
is
like it like revolutionized
yeah.
bagel eating.
Well, here,
totally.
Have my stale bagel.
I don't get that away from me.
Okay. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.